Good morning.
Good morning.
Shall we begin?
I think so. I have to leave shortly, so it would be
okay.
Nice to begin.
We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. This is the fifth Aliyah, which is from Genesis chapter 24, verse 53 to verse 67. It's a total of 15 verses. We know the number 15 connects to the upper worlds of Yud and He, which is the Olam Atzilut and Olam Bria. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Brichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Udchilu Udchilu Urchimu Le'achta L'shem Yud He Bavavhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Amadunai Eloheinu Elena Maasei Yadenu Penerne Elena Maasei Yadenu Penernehu. Verse 53. Vayotze ha'eved kle kesef ukle zahav uvgadim vayiten lerivka umigdanot natan leachicha ulima vayochlu vayishtu Uveha anashim Asherimo Wayalinu Vayakumu Baboker Vayomer Shalhumi Ladoni Vayomer Achicha Vayima Teshev Anara Itanu Yamimo Asor Akar Telech. As in yesterday, the word Naara is in the feminine with the hey at the end, but it's written without the hey.
Vayomer aleichem al ta'acharu Oti vadonai yohewahe Adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo Hitzliach darki shalchuni ve'elcha Ladoni Vayomru Nikra lena'ara v'nishala et piha.
As yesterday, and what I mentioned earlier, na'ara means a maiden, a young girl. And it's spoken in the feminine, but it's written without the hey at the end.
Vayikru l'rivka vayomru elecha Hatelki im ha'ish hazev atomer elech Vayishalchu v'et rivka achotam v'et menika Abraham
has joined.
Vayavarku et Rivka Vayomru la Achotenu At Chaye Chayi Lealfe Rivava Vyirash Zarech et Sha'ar Shonav
Vata kam rivka vina arotecha. Vatir kavna al hagmalim. Vate lachna achare haish. Vaye ka chayeved et rivka vayela. Vaye takpa. Mibo be'er lechai roi, v'hu yoshev be'eretz hanegayev. Vayetze Yitzhak l'shu l'su'a v'asadeh lifnot e'arev v'yisa e'na v'yar v'hine gemalim. Vatisa Rivka et Enecha Vatere et Yitzhak Vatipol me'al hagamal V'tomer el ha'eved mi ha'ish halazeh acholech Basadeh likratenu, vayomer ha'eved hu, Adoni vatikach hatzayif vatitkas. Vayisaper ha'eved le'Yitzhak et kol ha'devarim asher asah. Vayivecha, Yitzhak ha'ohala, Sara imo, Vayika et Rivka, Vatehilo, Veisha vayecha veha, Vayinachem. Yitzhak acharei imo. That is the end of the Hebrew. Now we will read the study, the translation. And the servants took out silver articles and golden articles and garments, and he gave them to Rebekah, and he gave delicacies to her brother and to her mother. And they ate and drank, he and the men who were with him, and they lodged, and they arose in the morning. And he said, "Send me away to my master." And her brother and her mother said, "Let this maiden stay with us a year or 10 months. Afterwards she will go." But he said to them, "Do not delay me, since the Lord has made my way prosper. Send me away, and I will go to my master." And they said, "Let us call the maiden and ask her." And they summoned Rebekah. And they said to her, "Will you go with this man?" And she said, "I will go." So they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, "Our sister, may you become thousands of myriads, and may your seed inherit the cities of their enemies." And Rebekah and her maidens arose and rode on the camels, and they followed the man. And the servant took Rebekah and left. Now Isaac was on his way coming from Beer Lachai Roy, and he dwelt in the land of the south. And Isaac went forth to pray in the field towards evening. And he lifted his eyes and saw, and behold, camels were approaching. This raises some questions, because the field of Machpelah is not in the south. And that's where he was supposed to have been praying. Verse 64. And Rebekah lifted her eyes and saw Isaac, and she let herself down from the camel. And she said to the servant, "Who is that man walking in the field toward us?" And the servant said, "He is my master." And she took the veil and covered herself. There's an interesting custom, Mike, that I don't understand here. Why was she not veiled when she was traveling? She wasn't betrothed, and therefore she was a maiden, and maidens didn't need to cover themselves. But once she was married, then only her husband was available to see her unveiled. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. And Isaac brought her to the tent of Sarah, his mother. And he took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her. And Isaac was comforted for the loss of his mother. Let's see, last of the verses in the translation. This section has the third time that the words of Eliezer are written in the Torah. All three times the words are similar. There are some slight differences. But it really raises a question that is, I've never heard an answer that really satisfied me. What is the lessons to be learned? Why are those words written three different times? And it has something to do with the Mashiach. It has something to do with the completion of the Tikkunim. Now, I'm going to go do some explaining about prayers. And this is a meditation that is recommended to be done as you begin your morning prayers. Or really prayers anytime. So that would apply to the morning, the evening, and the afternoon prayers. It's the name of God, Lamed Vav Vav. You'll see that name multiple times in the two sets of the 72 names. And one of the connections is teaching us that this is a connection to, essentially, the Kabbalah Center describes it as dialing God. This is what's connecting you, this name. So meditating on this in preparation for your prayers, the meditation, you dial, you connect, your prayers are answered at the speed of light. You dial, you connect, your prayers are answered. And this is a major teaching, it's a major secret. And what is the secret? All prayers are answered. We don't say when they're going to be answered, when are they answered. But they are always answered. It doesn't matter what you pray for. Whatever you pray for is a desire. And all desires are fulfilled. Last night, we discussed extensively what is the secret, what is the ultimate secret, and we revealed that it has to do with the desire to receive. Prayers are a desire to receive. And by connecting to this name, Lamed Vav Vav, prior to your prayers, you are, as the meditation says, you're dialing, you're connecting. Your desires are known. So why do you need to say the words? Because we live in the world of action, so they need to be said. You need to express your desires. But they will always be answered. And that teaching helps you connect to certainty. Why does it help you connect to certainty? Because without certainty, the fulfillment will take its own time. But with certainty, you close the circuit, because the process of connecting to certainty, which is the Hebrew word vadai, bav dalet aleph yud, if you look at those four letters, vav is zerantin. Dalet is Malchut. Aleph is the unity of all things, and the Yud is Hashem's name. So we're taking Zerantin and uniting it with Malchut. That's what creates the unity between us, the vessel, and Hashem, the light. By expressing certainty and growing your certainty, because there's always room to grow certainty. You can never be totally certain enough. But utilizing certainty, you speed the process, or you shorten the process between your desire that is being expressed in prayer and the fulfillment of that desire. We still have another few minutes, and I'm going to give you another speaking. And this can only occur at the moment of sunrise. But at the moment of sunrise, by meditating on the following two names, and I will explain those names,
but I have to first explain what this process is. I'm meditating on these two names. You are strengthening your spiritual memory. Spiritual memory is an aspect of intuition. Spiritual memory is what you need to know about the mistakes you did in last lifetime so that you can learn to develop those character traits that you need in order to not make those same mistakes. The two names are the following. Yud, Yud, Vav, Vav, Dalid, Dalid, Hey, Hey, Yud, Hey. 10 letters. The vowels under those letters follow the same, this pattern, and I don't know the names of the vowels well enough. The first vowel is a little t, and the rest of the 9 letters have the straight line. Now, those vowels connect to Keter and Chokmah. The second name also has 10 letters. They are the same 4 letters, but they're in a different order. Yud, Yud, Vav, Vav, Dalet, Dalet, Hey, 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 Yud. The vowels are the little t under the first 6 letters through the Dalets. Then the three Hays have the straight line, and the Yud has the little t. So both of those vowels have the sound of ah, as you know. So this is how it sounds. Ya, ya, wa, wa, da, da, ha, ha, ya, ha, ya, ya, wa, wa, da, da, ha, 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 ya. You sense the energy. If you're energy sensitive, it's even more than just sensing it. But you repeat this multiple times. This is connecting you to what the New Age people call the ascetic Akashic records. It's connecting you to your memories from your earlier lives. And you don't need to go any more than the last lifetime. Because you make a mistake in your first lifetime, then you're going to be given that same opportunity in your next lifetime. So the only time you ever need to know what mistake you made is based on your last lifetime. So all of those people who are telling you how you're such an important person in biblical times and how you're such an important person in various things, you're a king, you're a queen, you're a princess, you're a major capitalist, all of these stories that are told to you by psychics, if you choose to go to them, and it's not recommended, as you know. But many people do go from time to time and before they learn Kabbalah, and they're told all these wonderful things about their previous lifetimes. But that's not what it's about. We need to know the mistakes we made, the specific mistakes. So when that situation presents itself, we won't make that mistake again. Remember, this can only be done at sunrise. It needs the power of that burst of sunlight to energize the consciousness to reach that level where these things can be revealed to you. But I'm going to say, sing these, chant these. Classes. One is at 11 a.m. West Coast time. It will be the Sefer Yetzirah class. Our Deep Zohar class is at 4:30 West Coast time. And we will have a regular Zohar class at the 7 o'clock hour. Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful day.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you. Wonderful. Wow, I'm so glad you're on the 72 names. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Shalom.